Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about this week's show. Andrew Luck is a fine NFL quarterback, it's true, but did you know that he's probably the most complimentary and polite as well? We'll talk with the Wall Street Journal's Kevin Clark about the Colts' courteous catapulter and the reasons for his on-field cordiality. We'll also have a report from San Francisco on the USOC's strategy to bring the Olympics to American shores in 2024. Four-time NBA champ Horace Grant joins Bill to discuss his career under the shadows of some guys named Michael and Kobe, and hedge fund managers square off in a Hong Kong boxing ring. In his commentary this week, Bill reflects on a 1914 soccer match that had a profound, if temporary, effect on World War I soldiers fighting from opposite trenches.
The letter, odd enough in these days of email, texting, and tweets, was addressed to my attention. I got it on Tuesday. The handwriting on the envelope led me to think that it had come from someone old or someone very young. The only thing in the envelope was an article that had been cut from a news magazine. The article concerned the truce that briefly interrupted the fighting on the Western Front on Christmas Eve, 1914. The First World War had started 4 months earlier. Hundreds of thousands of people had already died in it. The truce is said to have begun when some British soldiers heard their German counterparts singing Stille Nacht, Silent Night. In the silence that followed the hymn, the Brits began to sing O Come All Ye Faithful. Bravely, men from both sides climbed from their trenches and approached each other across no man's land, and there they exchanged humble gifts. It is said that some of them kicked an empty can around in an impromptu game, and then that one ingenious Scot produced an actual soccer ball. The article that came in the mail reports that the final score in the game played with that ball was Germany 3, Britain 2. According to that article, the truce ended when somebody from the German side handed a note to one of the British soldiers. It is said to have read, "Gentlemen, our automatic pistol has been ordered from the colonel to begin to fire again at midnight. We take it as an honor to award you of this fact." The syntax was garbled, but the message was clear. The terrible momentum of war would trump the fragile night of fellowship and play. The story of the Christmas truce is not a sports story, of course, though it includes a soccer game. It's a story of a number of men whose yearning for peace and recognition of their shared humanity enabled them to put aside the weapons they'd been ordered to bear and celebrate for a few hours what they had in common. It is a gloriously happy story that ended sadly, just before the carnage began again, in the terrible war that would eventually kill some 16 million people. Maybe in the days between now and Christmas I'd have thought about the Christmas truce again. Maybe I'd have heard one of the songs about it, but the days are busy and they seem to pass more quickly each season, and maybe not. So I'm grateful for the story cut out of the news magazine and for the person who sent me that story, and I'm especially grateful for the one-word message which he or she scrawled in red pen across the margin at the top of the story. It read, "Peace."
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.